Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. The State of Lung Cancer Report reveals that it's detected at high levels in about 18% of homes in Alaska. During January for Radon Action Month, the American Lung Association urges everyone to test their home for radon. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas emitted from the ground. Radon can enter a home through cracks in the floor, basement walls, foundations, and other openings. Exposure to radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. and is the leading cause of lung cancer in people who have never smoked. Here in Alaska, approximately 17% of radon test results equal or exceed the Environmental Protection Agency action level of 4 PCIL, according to the Lung Association's State of Lung Cancer Report. Radon is responsible for an estimated 21,000 lung cancer deaths every year and is the leading cause of lung cancer in people who have never smoked. Since radon is odorless, tasteless, and colorless, the only way to detect radon in your home is to test the air. This is why it's critical for everyone to test their home, said Carrie Neeson, Senior Director of Advocacy for the Lung Association. Radon Action Month is the perfect time to learn more about the dangerous gas and take action to protect yourself and your loved ones. Do-it-yourself radon test kits are simple to use and inexpensive. EPA urges anyone with radon levels at or above 4 PCIL to take action to install a mitigation system in their homes. Both the EPA and the American Lung Association recommend the mitigation be considered if levels are greater than 2 PCIL. After high levels are detected, a radon mitigation system should be installed by a radon professional. A typical radon mitigation system consists of a vent pipe, fan, and properly sealing cracks and other openings. The system collects radon gas from underneath the foundation and vents it to the outside of your home. If you need to have a radon mitigation system installed, contact your state radon program for a list of certified radon mitigation professionals. To learn more, visit the story and links on our website at radiokenai.com. Board of Fish statewide proposals and Board of Game South Central proposals will be the main topics of discussion at the Kenai Soldana Fish and Game Advisory Committee meeting scheduled for Monday, January 9th at the Cook Inlet Aquaculture Building on K Beach Road in Kenai. The agenda items at the 6 p.m. public meeting will include details on statewide proposals. You'll find the details on their story at radiokenai.com. For updates to this agenda or to view the minutes following the meeting, you can also find a link on our website at radiokenai.com. Advisory committees are intended to provide a local forum on fish and wildlife issues. Their purpose includes developing regulatory proposals, evaluating regulatory proposals, and making recommendations to the appropriate board, providing a local forum for fish and wildlife conservation and use, including matters relating to habitat, and cooperating and consulting with interested persons and organizations, including government agencies, and encourage youth and elder involvement in community activities. Again, for details and links, visit the story at radiokenai.com. An Alaska judge said Wednesday he would lift an order that had blocked elections officials from certifying Representative David Eastman as the winner of his state House race after ruling last month that Eastman, who's a member of the far-right group Oath Keepers, is eligible to hold the seat. Superior Court Judge Jack McKenna made the comments during a brief hearing a day after the plaintiff in the case challenging Eastman's eligibility filed notice that he would not appeal McKenna's December ruling that found that Eastman is not disqualified from holding office. Eastman, a Wasilla Republican, won re-election in November, but McKenna had earlier ordered that certification of the election be delayed pending trial and further order from the court. The trial overseen by McKenna was held last month. The new legislative session begins January 17th. For more news of the Kenai in Alaska, just visit our website at radiokenai.com. You can like us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.